on this episode of Counting Cards.
You hit twice with 115,000 volts.
So we gotta get some pimp stuff. Seriously, you want us to
definitely
do? I'd love to pimp this up. I'm sure you guys did hear the rumor that I'm painting a car pink.
Yeah,
I got some pink samples.
This is
leopard print, because I know you like leopard print. I was kind of thinking of you when I bought these, brother.
You were thinking of me when you went and bought panties.
Look at that!
See if this guy pulled over, man.
Is there any chance you want to talk about your car a little bit?
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
What's going on with the band lately?
I'm rehearsing tonight, playing this weekend.
I mean, between the restaurant, the tattoo parlor, and us, I don't know how you do it.
I don't either. So what's this car we're looking at again?
You know, it said it's a Mercury Cougar, but the problem is he said a little bit he didn't know.
Look at this. Cool old buggy. He's got the roof rack, and it looks like a rollback top, too.
Is this what you do all day when you're not at the job?
Oh, dude!
Let's go check this out.
Come on, are you serious?
I am, dude. This is good looking.
Man, we got plenty of projects back in the shop for you to worry about.
See if this guy pulled over, man.
You gonna make me the ass that yells out the window?
Well, you know.
Man, I am not Kevin.
Yell at him. Ask him.
Hey, what's up, my brother? Is there any chance you want to talk about your car a little bit? I don't know what he just said.
I don't know either. Oh, man, is he ditching me? He's ditching me.
Dude, I cannot believe we're doing this. Do you really want to do this all day?
I'm going to try one more time.
Let's scare him. Hey, can we take a look at your car?
Okay. I pull over.
Is it okay? Is that okay? We're not psychos. I swear we're not psychos.
You did good.
Are you going to try to buy this?
I don't know. That is so sweet. Thank you for stopping. I really appreciate it, man. I'm Danny. Miguel, nice to meet you. Hi, girls.
I didn't mean to scare the family, brother. We just wanted to take a look at your car. My boss is a little crazy.
I got a shop in town. I'm just crazy about cars. And so this is something you don't see every day. What year is this?
It's a 1956.
56.
Look at the emblem.
Oh, I love it.
Holy
I love it.
Smoke.
It's like the old Wolfsburg emblem, right?
Yeah.
Man, she's absolutely gorgeous. The first Volkswagen Beetle rolled off the assembly line in 1938, and its iconic body shape stayed exactly the same until 2003. During that time, over 20 million cars were sold. This bug is especially cool because it has the classic Wolfsburg crest on its hood like all original Beetles built in the 50s did. The crest was created to honor the town of Wolfsburg, Germany, which was a village founded exclusively as a home for workers at the local VW factory. How long have you had her?
Since 1989. The neighbor had it in the back, all junked up. I told my wife to ask the neighbors if they wanted to sell it. And the next day, I saw the bug in the driveway, and she said, well, look what I got for you.
So you did a full restoration yourself?
I got some help.
Oh, of course, we all did.
Did it run? Did it drive?
No, it was all messed up, and I got a restoration on the motor.
Can we take a peek under the hood?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. This is a clean machine. Can we look in the front?
Oh, sure.
Awesome. I just want to see everything, man, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Oh, man. Look at this. The attention to detail is just over the top. Everything about this car is perfect. Dude, I am in love with this bug. Every bit on this is error correct, and it is in immaculate condition. I really want to score this thing, and I bet you I could flip this bug for 25, 26 grand easy. Would you ever consider selling this car?
Yeah.
Man, would you consider a $15,000 offer for this car?
Nah.
A little too low?
Yeah.
Danny?
I don't care what you're thinking. It's out of your price range.
I know. Would you consider 18 on it?
No.
No. Scott, just bear with me for a minute, man, just because it's a really, really nice car, okay? What about 20?
Danny, that 20, there's no money left in it for us.
Just give me 24. Here's the key.
You can't give him 24.
I know. But I can't do it today, but I agree. The car is worth every penny of that.
I'm just surprised you pulled over.
Thank you, bro. She's gorgeous. I'm really disappointed I couldn't get a hold of that bug, but Miguel, he knows exactly what market value is on his car. It's probably a good thing that Scott came with me instead of Kevin, because if Kevin would have come with me, more than likely I'd end up dropping the money on this thing and drove that bug home. Man, that's gorgeous. What kind of temperature is this thing running at now with this radiator and stuff?
195, I think.
Oh, nice. I mean, this would be really fun to off-road.
Danny, come to the office, please. Guess you gotta go, huh?
Yeah. I'll come back and bug you guys in a bit.
Ooh.
What's up, man?
What's going on, bud?
I have some pretty wonderful people here for maybe a VIP tour. Yeah. So I'm gonna meet Buggy.
Absolutely,
brother, man. This is Manuel and Angela.
Manuel, nice to meet you. I'm Danny. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure, brother. Angela, I'm Danny.
Nice to meet you.
How y'all doing?
I'm good.
All right. Got a million-dollar smile.
Dude, that's not what I thought was really cool. I've seen a lot of wheelchairs.
I know. I haven't seen one like this. Good Lord almighty. Are those 20? Is that 21s?
21.
Those are bad.
They're like lights and stuff.
Dude, that's cool.
Manuel actually had a construction worker accident.
What happened?
I was working for a construction company, and me and the crane operator went to unload the semi-truck. The boom of the crane hit the power line, and I was hit twice with 115,000 volts.
You hit twice. With 115,000 volts. It's amazing that you're here, brother.
Thank you.
Now, you got all that stuff out of the way?
Yeah.
I just had a little baby, too.
Oh, seriously? Congratulations.
They're inspiring. They're living life big.
Wow. What can you say? Every once in a while, somebody comes through the door that just, you know, blows your mind. This is seriously cool piece.
What? We gotta get some pimp stuff.
Seriously, you want us to?
Definitely.
Dude, I'd love to pimp this up. I'm honored. Wait, these graphics are what?
They're just stickers.
Stickers. Yeah. You're in a sticker-free zone here, brother man. Angela, what would be the color?
Pink.
Pink's his color. Somehow I don't buy that.
If he goes anywhere away from black or blue, I will be surprised.
Can I show you something over here?
Yeah.
Come with me, you guys. I want to just, it's kind of a vibe I want to show you and tell me what you think. We stitched in spider web stitching.
I would have never thought that they would have touched my chair or even considered it. But it's just amazing that already he had ideals for the chair, and I definitely know it's in good hands.
So if we did like a black leather.
Okay.
And
Bert, they're married. You better ask her.
We're engaged to be married or not married.
How long have we been engaged to be married?
A year.
You guys got a date set?
Not yet.
What?
Right, you haven't met his wife. His wife is his Jeep.
Okay. Apparently, you and I have a lot more in common.
His wife is a 2010 Jeep SRT8. I love her too, so it's okay.
So, anything else that you wish it had?
I just wanted to look really nice, really stand out.
It's right up our alley, man.
What kind of budget are we thinking?
I figured around 5,000.
Perfect.
Yeah, we can go absolutely crazy with a budget like that. He wants this thing tricked out. Man, I can't wait to get my hands on this chair and hopefully make it as cool as the man who rides in it. This thing's gonna be cool.
Definitely.
I thought we said we weren't doing horns on this wheelchair.
Well, actually, you said that, but I didn't believe you.
Does he listen to anything I say?
I doubt it.
What are you doing?
Doing some stupid-ass fenders.
Pink? And
pink with purple flames with cheetah print on the inside.
Cheetah? Look like a bunch of swivelies.
That's exactly the way I feel when I'm painting it.
You put any more, it's going to look like little eyeballs.
Listen, this is me.
Yeah.
This is not me.
This is nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What's up, Grandpa?
I'm just getting harassed by Grandpa over here.
I'm trying to figure out what the heck he's doing over here, man.
You know the custom wheelchair we're doing?
Yeah.
Manuel's girl, Angela, she was joking around and saying, well, why don't we do pink fenders with leopard on them and stuff? So we're going to put these fenders on the first time he sees it. And he'll sit there with his jaw dropped for a minute, and then we'll reveal the fact that we got the nice fenders for him.
Oh.
Hey, I tell you what, though, Mike, the real fenders look absolutely beautiful.
This guy, oh, he does have the horns.
What?
Horns.
Shut up, Grandpa.
When did the horns happen, man?
A great man told me once, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission.
No, I said it's easier to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
It was something like that.
Does he listen to anything I say?
I doubt it.
It's still safe because it's behind his chair.
Just think, he could back up on somebody and stab him.
Grandpa, Grandpa, I love you, man. But I think I need a few minutes with Mike over here, man. I'll see you later, brother.
All right.
Thank you, man. We talked about this. We talked about we weren't putting horns on this.
This just made sense. It just worked for me. It just had to happen.
I'll be honest with you. Creatively, I like it. I think they look cool. I think he's going to dig them because they are really wicked, Mike. But no surprises. Fill me in. Keep me posted.
Understood.
Keep me posted. Man, I know we didn't intend on putting horns on this chair, but after seeing what Mike did, it looks awesome. I think Manuel's going to love it. Just to add to the joke, like we were just not listening to him, let's put some big, gnarly chrome spikes on him.
He won't even be able to get through a door.
That'll be funny. Keep up with your cotton candy, unicorn, rainbow, My Little Pony theme you got going on this thing. You like that?
It's perfect.
I like Manuel a lot. I got a lot of respect for him. So I love the fact that we get to mess around with him and his girlfriend, Angela. I cannot wait to see the look on his face when we bring out this rolling pink nightmare.
Get the hell out of here. Let me finish these
Do your thing, man. Just know, whenever I think of Goofy, I think of you, brother.
You're the man.
About a month ago, I bought a sweet 1960 Chevrolet sedan delivery from a local gentleman. This you don't see every day. I'd go three right now in cash.
It's a deal.
Really?
I'll do that. Absolutely.
Dude, you're it's a deal. I gave it a way cool rat rod vibe and took it down to the Viva Las Vegas car show where I was lucky enough to find a buyer for it. Mike,
25.
You're on, man. You're on.
Thanks.
But he wanted it for his girlfriend, so he asked me to give it a paint job that, well, something I just don't normally do. So I'm bringing in my two top paint guys. We're going to talk about how to take this color and make this car cool.
We got a lighter pink on this one.
Uh-huh.
And this one.
Oh, that's better.
That one's a little dark.
That's better. Yeah, we're going with this one.
Eh, I think it doesn't look like pink.
You're kidding me. This is pink.
No, hold on.
I went shopping, got you some samples. I honestly don't know what Danny is saying. This ain't the right shade of pink for this car. It's more like a tough guy pink. This is a girl's car, so I brought in some of my own samples of pink. Real pink. Lady pink.
All right, well, you just have to get some pink samples, so I got some pink samples. I got Ryan some teen magazines. That's so you can get into your inner girl. I got, I don't know, because it's a nice pink.
Well, that's definitely
like
pink.
All right, I got some,
This is
that's leopard print, because I know you like leopard print. I was kind of thinking of you when I bought these, brother.
You were thinking of me when you went and bought panties.
Only because of leopard print. That's it.
And you still want to work here. Dude, you can just get back to work.
I will.
Thank you, Ryan.
Danny, could I bring the receipt up front for this stuff? I need to get reimbursed for this stuff. What am I going to do with it?
Wear it this weekend or something, man. I think it's time to see this. Manuel, you ready, brother?
Ready.
Bring that out, Rolly. Come on, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my.
Give me your first thoughts.
It's pink.
The guys are hard at work on Manny's custom wheelchair. Manny is going to absolutely love it if he doesn't kill us first for playing that little pink prank on him. But in the meantime, Mike's working a deal with us on that sedan delivery that we were showing off over at the Viva Las Vegas show, but he wants it painted pink for his girlfriend. Sure, there's a lot of pink around the shop today. Now, I've been looking around, found a shade of pink. I think it's cool. I can't believe I'm doing a pink car. Rolly, pull this thing out. I want to see it out in the sun, bro.
This girl is going to be beside herself.
Absolutely. Ryan put a whole lot of flake in this pink, too. Look at that, man. Rolling, you look good in this thing, man.
Right?
I'm impressed.
I dig this one.
You'd roll this?
Yeah.
I'm impressed with the way it looks, man. So we took the 1960 Chevy sedan from Rat Rod Vibe to a girly girl hot rod. Gave it this insane pink paint job with beautiful white scallops and white spears and a white top. Redid the whole interior in a gorgeous all-white tuck and roll setup from front to back. This car is so cool, Barbie would love it. I tell you what, man, when Mike brings his girl down here...
He doesn't need a ring.
No. This car right here, it's going to flip her out He's not going to believe what he's looking at right now.
Boy, I'll tell you, if this was mine, I'd throw my dogs in the back and go for a ride.
They would have a ball, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think I was going to like the pink, Scott, but you know what? This car came out beautiful.
We love it.
Mike's pulling out.
What does that mean, Mike's pulling out?
Mike and his lady split up, and he is pulling out.
He doesn't want the car at all?
He don't want to have anything to do with this because I think he thought he was going to marry her, and now they are completely done to the point where he was a little choked up on the phone. So I come out to talk to you guys and think, what are we going to do against him? Are we going to let somebody walk away that owes us $7,000 to break even, let alone the profit on the side of this car?
He's forfeiting his deposit. That's
a given, but we're forfeiting $7,000.
So I bought this car for $3,000. I got her running perfect. I've painted it twice. I've redone the interior 2 times. Mike and I, we had agreed on a deal for $25,000. That would have paid for everything and still given me a neat little profit to boot. But now, I got no profit. I got a deposit, but I'm still $7,000 in the hole. And I got a big, giant pink car. This was, you know, it was built specifically for one person in mind. And, you know, now I'm holding the bag. But I can tell you this, dude.
Can we upgrade the powertrain and open up our percentage of people to sell it to?
We're going to upgrade everything.
Wait.
Bear with me here. This is my car.
Yes, it is.
I am now going to do to this car what I want to do to this car.
Whoa, wait.
Wait a second. Stick with me. See who's out there that'll make me a deal on a wicked powertrain for this car. Engine, transmission, vintage air, things like that. And I'm going to make it the colors that it should be. I love the car too much to just leave it alone.
What are you thinking sell price of the car at the final product?
The car that I'm seeing in my head right now, $50,000. In this business, doing unusual requests for customers is a gamble. Now, this time I lost, but now I'm going to do this car the way it should be. I'm going to do it my way. It may take days, may take weeks, or even months, but I'm going to make all my money back, even more. Frank Sinatra said it best, man. I'm going to do it my way.
Not do it your way to keep. We're going to sell it, right? Man, I hate when he does that.
We recently took on a really cool project here at the shop. Manny was in this horrible construction accident that left him confined to a wheelchair, and he brought it to us to make it the coolest wheelchair ever. Now, we've got this thing done, and we've turned it into a motorized masterpiece, and he's gonna go nuts when he sees it. But first, we got a little fun in store for him.
When we first met you two, we talked about designs for the chair. And Angela, I gotta say, you came up with a lot of really good ideas. A lot of your thoughts actually made it into the finished product.
I'm excited to see it.
So, with that being said, I think it's time to see this. Manuel, you ready, brother?
I'm ready.
You sure?
Been ready.
You feeling it?
Definitely.
All right. Bring that out, Rolly. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Trust me, when you told us what you wanted, we got it. Look at this.
Oh, my. Good job.
So we wheel out this awful bubblegum pink My Little Pony from Hell wheelchair. And poor Manuel over there, he's at a total loss for words, and I'm just trying to hold it together so I don't blow the joke. Give me your first thoughts.
It's pink. When I saw the chair, I was like, deep down inside, I was upset, but... You know, I just couldn't be mad at him. So in my mind, I was thinking, well, I'll just work with it. You know, just accept it the way it is.
What's the first thought come into your head?
I like the spikes.
This man is too nice. I felt this connection with you, man. You're a brother.
Yeah.
Coming along with that comes the responsibility that we're going to screw with you.
You got to get you.
I think we have teased him long enough.
Okay. Maybe you could make some adjustments.
I'll take it back inside and just check it out, man. I'll see what I can do, man, as long as I don't hurt myself. Okay, it's time to get serious and show Manuel the real deal. We're going to get that horrible cover off the beautiful chair and off the control shaft. We got to pop off those ugly fenders and put the real ones on it and show Manuel just how badass his chair really is. After that pink thing, and he's going to love it. Now, in all seriousness, all joking aside, we listened to what you said. We think we wrapped our minds around it. Rolly, bring it out for real this time, brother.
Hey, what are you thinking? Digging on it?
Bad.
Did we nail it?
You're gonna love it. Are you ready?
Let him see.
Ready. Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's nice,
that's
huh?
Amazing. Look at that. That's beautiful.
Check it out. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Uh-huh. I mean, we went all off, man. We went all off on this thing. Custom made the fenders, you know, so that they fit perfectly around there. Of course, Horny Mike had to get some of his horns on there. The rod that was holding everything before, man, custom made, old school. I mean, this looks like an old school Hurst style shifter from back in the 70s.
It's nice.
The stitching on the seat, double stitch, diamond tuck. Come on. The cross on the back, hand tooled leather, antique, ready to rock and roll, brother, man. Tell me, did we nail it?
You went beyond my imagination on this chair.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I see he tries to stay on.
Little brother, you mind if I put you in?
Definitely.
Hold on. Sweet. It was really important that we got this chair exactly right for Manuel. He's a brother here at Counts Customs, and we want to make sure that we did right by him. And this chair is one of the most important things that we've ever done at this shop, and to find out that we've exceeded Manuel's imagination and all of his expectations on this, well, man, that just makes me proud.
Hit the horn a couple times. Nice, nice.
Out the way, baby, out the way.
I'm loving the chair, like.
Amen. Amen. If you're loving it, I'm loving it. That's what I wanted right there, man. I got to tell you, man, in all seriousness, you inspire me. You really do. And I appreciate you letting me do this chair. I appreciate you letting this team do this for you, man. It means a lot to me. And you guys are the best, man. Love you. Thank you so much.
You guys are amazing. Thanks for letting us be part of this.
Go tear it up tonight. Have some fun and get your butts down the road, man. Check it out, man.
Man, I love the chair. It's amazing. It's something that I'll use forever. And, like, I just appreciate everything they've done. And, I mean, they're amazing people.
Have a good night.
You too. You too have fun.
Hey, that's why we do this.